So I want to try to clarify a few points in this Gemara. The sugya is long sugya. There's a lot of points here. So what I want to try to get through is maybe a little bit of machlokes Rashi Tosfos at some shot over here, and maybe a little bit how to put together the Mishnah with the Gemara. And I don't know if we'll get as to cover everything, but let's put down some of these sides that maybe we'll be in the gear. So the Mishnah brings down. The Mishnah brings two cases. Behema makasha leilad, v'hoitzi uber es yodei v'chotcha, v'achar kach shochet es imoi, habotzer tar. So, right away, the etzim case of the Mishnah is that there's an uber with an evra yoytze, and you cut it off first, so the botzer is tar. Why is the botzer tar? Rashi says the botzer is tar because the animal is alive, and an animal which is alive is not makabel tuma. Tosfos says that uber shebefnim afilu meis chashiv kechai, d'haka mahani leishchitas imo latir af be'achila, because right now it's still chai. Even if it's meis, it still has a din of chai be'etzem. What's the reason for that? The reason for that is because d'haka mahani leishchitas imoi latiroi af be'achila, because l'chaira we know that even if it's an uber meis, even if it's an uber meis, it's mutar b'achila with the shechitas imoi. So obviously, an uber meis has a din of kechai. So, Tosfos sounds like what he's saying here is the kuli alma, whether you go like a chizda or like rabba. The Gemara brings later a machloikas, like abe the seifa. There seems to be a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, perhaps, and there's just a shot of the Mishnah. Rashi said, "In bein mekabel tumah mechaim," sounded like we're talking about a live animal. Rashi chose to be mukim the case by a live behemah. Tosfos says that even a mace is kachai, and he brings a raya because it's mutter. I mean, Tosfos holds that in order to be mutter, it has to be that we were done and the mace is kachai. Now, look up at the seifa of the Mishnah. The seifa of the Mishnah is talking about that the Eber was outside B'shas Shechita, and then you cut it off, but the Eber was outside B'shas Shechita, and there's a machlokes, Remeir and the Chachamim, what's the status of the Eber noch the Shechita? Remeir says it's Magen Avela, and the Chachamim say it's Tar. It's only Magen Trei for Shechita, which is only a lower level Tumah, it's only Darabon and Dekatum for Kachem. So in other words, the even though the basar the Eivar Yotze is not nitar ba'achila, but it's machlokes Remeir and the Chachamim if it's included in the shechita for tahara. Remeir says it's magen avela, the Chachamim says not. On that din, there's machlokes of Chizda and Rabba that the Gemara brings in the Ein Daled, that Rabba says that this machlokes Remeir and the Chachamim is true, that the Chachamim would be matar even by uber meis, but Chizda says it's not talking about uber meis, it's only talking about uber chai. It would sound like from Tosfos that even though by Uber Meis, Reb Chizda holds that the Eivar Yotze is not Tar, noch the Shechita, but in the Etzem Lomdus that Tosfos said in the first Tosfos, which is an Uber Meis, is also Kechai, that Reb Chizda agrees to, because Tosfos in the Mefarsh Mishnah, he doesn't say, it sounds like he's explaining it, Stamazoin. And he brings a riot, which Reb Chizda agrees to. So it seems like Tosfos is saying that L'kuli Alma, this is the way I understand it, and Uber Meis is Kechai inside, and that's not subject to the Machloikas. And that's how Tosfos is learning. Rashi didn't sound like that. Rashi sounds like he had to make a Chai to make a Chai. Maybe he didn't want to make it totally in the Machlokes Rabban of Chizda, or he wanted to be Mefarsh to Kol Yalma, or whatever it is, but he says it's Kechai. This is a Machlokes there. Furthermore, this is already the Achronim point out, there's another Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, in the next Rashi. Rashi gives, in the case where you did not cut off the Eiver, and you left the Eiver attached until after the Shechita, so what's the status? So Remeir says it's Maga Nevela. So Tosfos says that this that we say it's Maga Nevela doesn't really mean Maga Nevela, because while even if the Uber was mace inside, really it's Kechai, like I said before, and then it's not really Nevela, and all that happened was whatever this means, Shechita Isenipo, and that's the whole Machalikas between Chacham and Remeir. Tosis says right away, the whole machlokes is about shechita is a nipple. Doesn't sound like this. Sounds like that is the point. The machlokes, shechita is a nipple. And the meila is up there. If the whole machlokes is about shechita is a nipple, the whole machlokes is about after the shechita. But before the shechita, there's no machlokes. And since there's no machlokes before the shechita, everyone would agree that it's not really nevela. So what is Magen nevela? It's the same tumah as nevela, which is Eivor Menachai. So Rabbi Kveger points out Rashi didn't want to, I guess, is mashma that kin nevela is shikol doichik. So Rashi wanted to mefarish the Mishnah that you could make it mamish nevela itself, Magen nevela itself. How's it Magen nevela itself? If the Uber was dead inside, it's Magen nevela itself. So Rashash points out that if you go like Tosfos, that Uber Meses Kachai, so L'chayra, you can't say it's Magen Avela. It's not Magen Avela. Even if the Uber is dead, it's not Magen Avela. So, and if the Machlik is a Shchita, it's a Nipul. So in other words, there's a Machlik is here between Rashi and Tosfos. And Ramosha points this out in Siman Dalet, I think it's Ois, Hey. And Ramosha points this out also. So Machlik is Rashi and Tosfos. What's going to be by an Uber that's fired to mace, and then you shecht. Rashi holds, or even before the Shechita, an Uber mace sticks its aver outside. Rashi holds that it's an Avela, and Tosfos holds it's not an Avela. So, what? No, at least in Remeir. At least in Remeir, there's a machlokes. Okay, so that's the machlokes what's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in this nekuda? Okay, another issue that hopefully we could tackle at least halfway, maybe in Tosfos. I don't know if we'll get to it in Rashi. Is that as the Mishnah continues, we start getting very confusing about what the shakvatari between the Mer and the Chachamim is. In the Mishnah, it seems like the machlokes between the Meir and the Chachamim is about the parameters of Shechitas Treifa. There's the concept of Shechitas Treifa, and Shechitas Treifa is not Matar Bachila, but it does Matar Midei Nevela, and that's a very Chiddush Dikadin, especially according to Reb Chaim's Yisoid, that the Brisker B'Shem Reb Chaim says that Shechitas Treifa is a Chisaron in the Heter Shechita itself. It's not a random Isser like Shar Niskal. It's not a random Isser. It's an Isser in the Shechita itself. So it means you have a shechita here, that a new mechudosh dika type of shechita that does not work for heter achila and it only works for tahara. And that's a mechudosh dika type of shechita. So the parameters, what's the parameters of that shechita? This aver, as we know, has an isher treifa on it. And Chacham said, okay, it's an isher treifa, let it be like every treifa that could still be tar. And Rameir says, no, but that maybe is only unique to when it's gufa, when you're shechting the gufa of the davar that is a treifa, but when you're shechting the something which is not, and it's getting a heter al ben pakur, but it's not gufa where the shechita took place, how do you know to apply this yesoid that the shechita's treifa would be matar? That's what it would seem like would be the taich. Which, by the way, you could explain a little bit, that alone, maybe you could have a nice explanation based on the idea that maybe these two shechitas are really working differently, that maybe Shechitas treifa la'achila is because it has to be chal, that the basar is like basar zavuach, it's basar oichel, it's chal in the basar or something, so that shechita doesn't let it be chal. But for the entire Medina nevela, the mais shechita is enough. This that it got a mais shechita and it wasn't mace completely by itself, the mais so that it's enough, so that's the svar of gufa. Gufa is this thing had a mais shechita done to it. The Uber, who says that it's the same status, so Mele made that called that had a mais shechita done to it. So if it got the heter shechita, good, but if not, it doesn't get this special mais shechita to metar midei nevela. Okay. And this is the machlokes Rameir and the Chacham. You come to the Gemara, and it seems like all of a sudden there's a whole brand new machlokes, especially according to Rish Lakish, that Rish Lakish says that Rameir and Chacham also argue by a different halacha of Eivor Medoldol. You have an Eivor Medoldol on an animal, and then you shecht it. So the shaila is shechita is a nipple or not? Shechita is a nipple, kipshute means. The shechita make it that we look at it that the Eivor Medoldol died without the shechita, and it's Eivor, it's kipshute Eivor Menachai, and it's Tomei, that's Tomei's Nevela, whatever, it's Tomei, it's Eivor Menachai. It wasn't included in the shechita. And that's a merit shechita even by Eivor Medoldol.
So it sounds like it's a brand new machlekes. And he holds that Shechita is a nipol by Eivim Adodol, and he's comparing Eivim Yoytze to Eivim Adodol. And the Chum say, even by Eivim Adodol we argue, especially according to Rish Lakish. So there's a whole separate machlekes about Shechita is a nipol, which is Negiya Sai to Masai Achila. I mean, it's a separate machlekes.
The insight is that Haber Rish Lakish could say that when you have a mission, or a rote, or a mayor says it's Tahor, Eivim Adodol is Tahor Al Yedei Shechita. Couldn't find anybody who said, how can Rish Lakish say that? Says Rav Meir holds, Eivim Adodol, Shechita doesn't help it, it's coming. But there is a mission, Rav Meir says it is. It's Tahor. The Orva right there, the Mishnah right there. It's only when it's Mace, but when it's Mishka.
Huh?
Taisva says the Gemara should ask him.
He says the Gemara asks, Gemara reads a ride, it's Tanina, should have asked that on.
That's from the Brisa. When Amir said that Eivim Adodol is okay.
Right, I mean, I have a few other questions also on that, which is that the Shach V'Tari is Shver. And Bechlal, when you read the Gemara, it's a little bit Shver, because the Gemara seems to have two separate Makaras. How do we know Shechita is a Nipol? Because the Gemara starts off, the Gemara brings on Amud Beis, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, that Basar Basar the Treif Elo Sechel, Lohavi Abasar V'Eivar Amudul Dalin. Sounds like it's a Geshmak Adrasha. And the Gemara says, a Rabbi Barbachonan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein Ba'el HaMitzvos Perish Ba'alma, that Rashi and Tosfos learns means an Issa D'Rabbanan. Okay, but Rish Lakish that didn't say Mitzvos Perish Ba'alma, Rish Lakish may learn that that's a real Issa, at least according to our mayor. So then I would say that the Makar for Shechita is a Nipol would be that he has Basar Basar the Treifa, Lohavi Basar Amudul Dalin. But in the Gemara, and the Gemara brings a Makar also, the Gemara says, how do we know that Misa is a nipple and Shechita Eino is a nipple? It's a drasha. And the Gemara makes a drasha that Shema Mina Misa is a nipple, but in Shechita is a nipple. And the Gemara doesn't go back and forth. Does the mayor hold of that? Does the mayor not hold of that? So how does Rish Lakish learn all that? But Al Kaponim, so the if we have a drasha that Misa ain't Misa is a nipple, then we knew already over here that that the other drasha had to be Derabanan. Like, how could they both coexist? So, okay. Now, like this. So further, I want to explain maybe the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, and then go back to this whole Shach V'Tariyah issue. So Tosfos introduced in that one line of Tosfos. Tosfos started off the whole Mishnah teaching us a big Yisoid. Tosfos taught us a big Yisoid. Tosfos is saying that Uber shebefnim afilu meis chashav kechai. So Tosfos holds that the etzem this that it's matir b'achila is that afilu meis chashav kechai. It sounds like what Tosfos is understanding is that we consider the chias of the uber totally in the chias of the mother. It's one considered one chias, and even if it's meis, it's also considered that way. We consider it always to be one chias together with the mother. So ki yadua nachrenim klar. What's the famous Hakira in the Heter Ben Pakua is the Yisoid of Davar that the Behema is, that the Ben Pakua is getting neater with the Shechitas Ha'em. The Shechitas is happening on the mother. The Ben Pakua is separate from the mother, technically. But even though it's separate, but it's inside, and therefore it gets neater. That's the Heter Shechita of the mother, and it's Shaykh. Or is the Shechita that happens on the mother extending to the etzem shechita of the aver of the uber itself? It's like echad meivarel. It's like shayach. It's tuffel to the mother itself. And just like you don't say that the shechita happens on the simonim and the leg is you know whatever. The shechita happens in the entire behema. So in the chias of the uber is totally in the chias aim. It's one chias, and the shechita that you did on the mother works for every part of that chias and works for the uber itself. I think there's a third side. I'm not saying that right now. There's a third side that it's actually like two shechitas, like it's a separate shechita on the uber itself. I'm not saying that far. I'm not saying it's like a separate shechita on the uber. The I'm saying is that it's a heter as that it got shechita directly. Because it's not just Nitzar as a separate entity inside the mother. It got a heter shechita directly. The heter shechita of the mother went on the Uber also. It's also nishchat. It's also nishchat. It's Eivar Mevarea. The Tvor Shor brings a whole nother tzad. B'chor Shor, that it's mamish like a separate shechita on the Uber. What? That's sad. The Tvor Shor says that if the Uber is a treifa and the mother's a ksheira, then the Uber's din is a shechita treifa. It only has a shechita treifa on it, and it could be that it's not tar according to a mayor or whatever.
Worse than a mace.
What? No, even mechutach is the mother. It's aser. I'm just saying his lashon b'chor shor says it's like a separate shechita. Like someone asked, it should always be aser. So Yosef has benoit. So I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's two shechitas. I'm saying is that it's nitar b'shechita. It's nitar b'shechita with the shechita sa'im. Toises seems like he holds it that tzad, and I think Toises holds that everybody holds like that. There's no machlokes about this. Sair Meir, Sair Chacham, Sair Chizda, Sair Rabba, everybody holds like this. And this is muchach in the Gemara itself. This is something that, unfortunately, I don't know if the chaps because we skipped it a shtickel, but I want to bring it out a little bit, even sharper, if we have time. Reb Chizda says that Toises says that. Tosis says that Uber meis afil b'fnim afil meis chashav kechai. So it's all nita with shechita same. The next Tosis says that if it's stuck out b'shechita oisa nipol pligi, and Tosis says that even if it sticks out its arm while it's alive, even the arm is tar. Now, how is the arm tar? So the Marsha brings. Marsha brings in one lashon. I know the Marsha started off saying that that's not like a b'chizda, but I think in that one lashon he's been chizda that it's even like a b'chizda. So I'm going to say it like that, and that's the way Tiferes Yaakov learns it. Also, Taisus. That like this. The Marsha's meram is that this is that a question that l'cha'ira. How do we know the whole behemoth's tar in the first place by an Uber? While it's alive, so he brings the kav choymer from Daf Ayin Amud Beis. It's a Mishnah on Daf Ayin Amud Beis. It's behemah shemes ubra b'soich me'eha. The ubra is dead, and the roya sticks his hands inside, so it's tar. Why is it tar? So the Gemara brings from Reb Chizda himself a kav choymer, and the kav choymer is if the behemah work, if mechitzas ema works, mater medin avila for sure works to retire. So frekt Rashi, why did Reb Chizda need a kav choymer? If the roya puts his hand inside, it's tuma b'lua. Since it's going like Reb Akiva that holds tuma b'lua is tar. Okay. Taisus does not hold that that's what Reb Akiva holds. What's the Reb Akiva and Reb Shmuel? Reb Akiva and Reb Shmuel is a machlokes. What's the din of an Uber? There's a machlokes Reb Akiva and Reb Shmuel is an Uber tame inside. Reb Shmuel says an Uber is tar. This is talking about nevela by a human being. Not an animal. Rabbi Kiva says it's tamei. Frek Tosfos, what's the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? If the Uber is tamei, lachar anyway, it's tuma b'lua. What's the difference if it's tamei? It's tuma b'lua. Tuma b'lua, even if you do masa, you touch it, it's not. Zok Tosfos, and I'll be the Marsha in the previous sugya. I invited him off right before the Mishnah, that Tosfos. Zok Tosfos, the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is talking about if you have a baby that stuck its aver out. If you have a baby that stuck its aver out, what's the din? Rabbi Shmuel says that even that it's not an avela. Even the aver that's outside is not an avela, because there's a kosov up in asada. That means we don't see it as independent bchalal. We don't dan it's alive, not alive. It doesn't matter. It's not up in asada yet. It's all inside, and memela we don't dan it as an avela at all. Even the part that's outside. Now it's tuma blua. Rabbi Kiva holds, according to the Marsha, Rabbi Kiva holds that once it sticks its aver outside, then the ki'u already became independent, the lathe already started, and the mele tchalan in a nevela, if it dies, and even the part that's inside is tamei. That's gzeres hakasov. Means the new halacha, that once this thing, this uber, stuck its aver out, that ki'u started its own lathe process or something like that, and it already started becoming, if it dies, it's a nevela and it's totally tamei. That's Rebbe Kiva Shita. Means we've done that it's independent from the mother, and it's not even tuma blua. even the parts inside, even just with the, being moitzi the aver. Come to the Gemara over here is now donning. What happens to a behemoth that has an uber inside? Is it tummy or not? So Reb Chizda brings a kavah chomer. What do you need a kavah chomer for? Zok Tosis, you need the kavah chomer for Reb Akiva. What does it mean for Reb Akiva? Zok to Marsha, he means this. He means you need it for Reb Akiva, that when you have an Aver Ayotze, you would think that maybe the behemoth started being born, and Memela, if it's dead, it would be called a Nevela. It would be called a Nevela, right? It would be called a Nevela. Kamash Mulan, the Chiddush of Reb Chizda, by an animal, you don't say that. It means the entire Chiddush of Reb Chizda, the Kavachomer of Reb Chizda, is a Giloi, the way Tosis has the whole Sugya, is a Giloi that the Chiyus of the Uber is totally in the mother. That's how we look at it. If it's Mutar Ba'achila, if it's a Shechita works for it, it's Metar it, because it doesn't have, we look at it like it's part of the animal. That is the Gzeiras HaKos of Ben Pakua, which will help for Tahara, that we look at the Uber inside. Even if it has Eivra Yoitze, we look at it like it's still toffel completely to the mother in its chias. It's still Chai Agavimai. Memela is not Tomei, and Memela, it's Mutar Ba'achila also. That is how it is understood, the entire sugya. And so it's muchach to learn the whole sugya is talking about with an Eivra Yoitze. That's why it's not a coincidence that Tosis says that we're talking about even with the Eivra Yoitze. So the the Inami?
No, both of them.
The one.
Jesus says he's bothered by Kashi's. Whatever I say,
he's
talking about with
them.
Explains why.
Why is that?
The Philo Hoytzi over Yadul Chotzer Nagaboya Roya Tar.
So why is the Ayin did not talk about that case?
The what?
Why is the Ayin talking about the Tom Blua? Why did it not talk about it? It was Moitzi?
Yeah, but even if it was Moitzi, it's Tar.
Yes, it sounds like Gemara.
No, the case says Hoshit, which the Taich is that. But the point is, the case is, even by Eivra Yoytze, and Eivra Yoytze is also Tar out the Kavah Chomer. That's the Marshal's Klar. And that's true even according to Reb Chizda. The case is that. I'm asking. I know that.
Fine, so you can't say the Kavah Chomer is Kulkuli
for a case of Eivra Yoytze. Yeah, has the Eivra Yoytze, and you were Moshit inside. You didn't touch the Eivra Yoytze, you touched the inside. That's what he's saying. That's Rabbi Kiva. That's version of Marsha. That is Rabbi Kiva. That's the first Tosfos. Who's Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva only said his thing with an Eivra Yoytze. That's Marsha. If you didn't see the Tosfos Gzeira, then you don't know what Marsha's talking about. I realized that later. The Marsha said, Tosfos says Beferish. The Gzeira is a Kosovi, the Ad Sheyakil. That is Tosfos. Rabbi Kiva is talking about Dafka with when the. Now, the Lev Ari asks the Marsha, what are you telling to Gzeira is a Kosov by Isha to animals, whatever. But that's what he's talking about. If Tosfos is saying that Gzeira is a Kosov for Bechist is needed to Bavorn Rabbi Kiva, he means with the Eivra Yoytze. But anyway, that's not the main point. That's very geschmack. If you know that, then you know that that's what Rav Moshe is saying. So the that's why it was muchach that he had to include even the Eivra Yoytze. It has to be like that in that territory of the Marsha at least. So the whole idea of Rav Chizda is Kal v'chomer is telling me what Tosfos said before, which is that the chiyus of the uber is totally in the aim, and that is the whole gzeiras hakosov of that is the gzeiras hakosov of ben pakua, and that works for tahara, and that's what's going on over here, and that's Tosfos understood the sugya. So therefore, Tosfos has that from the beginning of the sugya, even meisus kechai, and there's no machlokes about that. Okay. So we have to figure out, so what is the machlokes? There's a machlokes between a mayor and he says, the machlokes is not about how do we look at the Aver, how do we look at the Uber before the Shechita? How do we look at the Uber before the Shechita? Everyone agrees, afilu meisus kechai, that we don everything as one chias. The machlokes is, Shechita is a nipo, Tosfos says. When you shecht it, will the Shechita go on the Aver as well? And even Reb Chizda, later, that Reb Chizda says that the Chachamim never said it by Uber meis. He also agrees to that. He doesn't argue on that. He's just saying that by Uber Meis is also Shechita Isenipo, because we're going to look at it like Shechita Isenipo by Uber Meis. By Uber Chai, that's where you have the machlokes. But everyone agrees to the way you look at the behemah and the way you look at the Uber and the way the Shechita on the aim works on the Uber. And there's no machlokes about that. And there's a machlokes about Shechita Isenipo. Rashi, L'chora argues on this point, and like Rabbi Kivega says, the two shlavim of Rashi, Rabbi and Rav Chisda, that L'chora Rashi could be argues on this point, because we have that the Rosh Hashanah points out, like I'm saying, the Moshe points out, that when you have an Uber inside, which is very simple, if you have an Uber inside and it's mace and it sticks out its aver, Chachamim say the Remeir holds its Tumas Nevela on it, and the Chum Kipshute holds it's not, there's no Tumas Nevela on it. So there's already machlokes between the Meir and the Chachamim even before the Shechita. Because if it's Tameh, how's it going to come to our later? So, L'cha'ira, you would say that there's Machlekes Remeir and the Chachamim even before the Shechita. So, L'cha'ira would come out that according to Rashi, it's much more move on to say that the Machlekes Remeir and the Chachamim is Gufa, and how do you look at this whole parsha of the Shechita Sa'im? That Chachamim are saying that the Shechita Sa'im, like we're saying in Tosis, the Chachamim say the Shechita Sa'im works Echad Mevareh on the Uber, that the Uber is Kilo, it's Geshachten. The Uber is Kilo, is Geshachten. And if the Uber is Geshachted, so Mamela, the reason you can look at it like that is because the Chiyus of the Uber we done as part of the aim, and Mamela, even when an Uber is dead, we done a Kechayin and didn't become Tumas Nevela at all. And may they hold that if it's part of it, the shechita on the Uber will the shechita on the aim works for the Uber and even for the Evra Yotze. And the Remeir argues, and the Remeir says that it's more like a tefillah to the mother, more like it's a separate thing from the mother, and we don it separately. And if it's mace, it is mace. And Mamela, the heter is only going to be not outside its geshachten, and because there's already machlokes before. So he's just saying that it's not like it's Echad Mevareh, it's not alive with the mother, it's a separate thing. And Mimele, it's Nitar, that's what's inside. And then you could say that, and that's why he holds it's Maga Tumas Nevela. Okay. Now, where do you get this idea from? Because really, according to that, so what's Machlokes Rabba and Rav Chisda? That Reb Chisda, Rabba holds that the Chacham could have this lumdus even by an Uber mace. Rabba holds that the Chacham could have this lumdus even by an Uber mace. That Uber mace is kechai, and Mimela it's getting its own shechita. And Reb Chisda argues, and Reb Chisda says that since it's not a bar shechita, Rashi says, since Uber chai yesh b'mina shechita, Reb Chisda says in order to have the Chacham's lumdus, you need a yesh b'mina shechita. And the Mela, even a Ben Ches, is Yesh B'mina Shechita, Rasha says. But a mace, which is not B'mina Shechita, cannot have the lumdus of the Chachamim. That's what Chizda understood. Rasha L'shitasai, that held that the Kavachimur of Chizda had nothing to do with making the thing alive. The Kavachimur of Chizda was just for Tumah Blua. So it has nothing to do with this lumdus. But Rav Chisda held that you cannot say this lumdus when it would be Chai. And this is already the Masha Madur Basra that I saw. Speaks this out basically that according to Reb Chisda, if he holds that you need to be a yesh b'mina shechita, and that's why it works to have the chacham's lumdus. So by ein b'mina shechita, by when it's mace, so has it niter inside? He says that you could have by mace the other lumdus that's kilu that it's kilu that it's niter out being babahema. I think this is Lashon again. V'oz v'adai muta gam mashe b'chotz afuki gabi uber meis eino shayich lomar kishashoich din imoy hava kilo nishchata uber. D'may moyel shchita kishu meis v'chin gam eiver shu b'chotz in a tar. It's muta b'achila, but it's not tar. Okay, so that would be a taich in the machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos, and that would go through the sugi, explain why Rashi says like this, Tosfos says like that. Okay. Now, I want to just get back to, at least in Tosfos, what's the machlokes between the Meir and the Chachamim now? Because this confusion about, is it out, what's the gedder of Shkita Strefa, or is it out Shkita Isenifu? What's the machlokes? So,
the way we're learning Taisus is that Taisus learns that the etzem gzeris akasav of the etzem gzeris akasav of babehim or whatever is to say that afilu meis is kechayiv means we're dining that the chiyus of the uber is totally in the aim and it's one chiyus and the shchit is going on all of it. So what's the machlokes zman the chacham? So like this. So lemaisa in etzem gemara. The Gemara has this isoid, miso isa nipul, and shchita is eno isa nipul. What does miso isa nipul mean, and what does shchita eno isa nipul mean? So miso isa nipul kipshuta means that the Eiver already be'etzem, mechayim, had a siba for misa. It's really already gedant that it was mace. Really, it should have been already Eiver menachai, mechayim, because it was really already bedoldol. It already had in it its own mechayim for misa. And, however, because it was attached to the animal, so being attached to the animal makes it that we don't see a fire that Sheba from Isa really killed it yet, because there's something from this Chibur to the behemoth still keeping it somewhat alive. The Zecher Yitzchak says that even that's true, that's only true to protect it from Tumah, but it's still Asar Bachila of Eiver Menachai now, even when it's Medoldo. That means that Eiver Medoldol, he says, is it's chalin at a fire to gamisa be'etzem, really enough to make Eiver Menachai. What? So that's what he says. Is that's kufa nichol and exerts a kasa for shchita enos inipul. But the idea of Eiver Menachai, he says, is when it's mace separately from the animal. There's all you said over there, famous shtickle, that he says that Eiver Menachai for a goy is different than Eiver Menachai for a yid. Eiver Menachai from a yid for a yid is based on that it had misa separately. And Eiver Menachai from a goy is that it has chayim separately. Because if it has misa separately, we don't care because the veil is mutter b'goy. So it can't be that it died. We don't care that it died. It's pshat is it lived separately. Yes, only so. But anyway, the point is by Yisrael, what we're talking about is that it was chal misa on the Eiver. It's chal misa on the Eiver, and a siba for misa at least. It's chal machayev to see misa, but now it's alive because it's medoldo and it's still attached. So now that the behema died, we say that the misa that had on the misa that the behema had is not kolel the Eiver, because the Eiver had its own siba for misa that now kicks in. That we see that it's meisal, it's its own machayev for misa. Now it's the siba of the misa of the behema. That's the chiddush of misa oisenipol. What does ein shchita oisenipol mean? What does ein shchita oisenipol mean? So he says over there that ad kedei kach shchita is not oisenipol. The pshat is because by shchita, whatever you're attached to, the shchita is chal on the entire behema. Milat mater even Eiver Menachai. Just like if you say that behemah levar medes shchita is mater Eiver Menachai. So normally you say it's not mater Eiver Menachai. It makes it that there's no Eiver Menachai here, right? But we had a question earlier in the zman. What's pshat that shchita is mater mefacheses, even though mefacheses is kechaya? So kipshuta we say because shchita is makes a kemesa. But the other side is it's mutter even though it's kechaya. So how's it mutter? So, because shchita is a new matter, as a koyach to be matter Eiver Menachai. We dealt with this before. So he said, what's the makar for that? How do you know shchita is matter Eiver Menachai? It's a goofa from this pasuk. We just saw that right now. That he says that shchita, that shchita is not oisenipol, means is that shchita is koyal of the entire behema, even the ivarm, which are just mechubar to the behema. Even if they have their own siva samisa, it doesn't matter. There's a bezunder svara to be koyal of the entire behema to the shchita.
At least be
afraid. Huh? Oh, one second, that's what I want to get to. So that's the Gzeres HaKasav of here. So I want to perhaps suggest a pshat like this. The reason why we would say Misa Oisenipul is not because the Basar is Asar Bachila or Mota Bachila. It's because Be'etzim, there's a Siba for Misa here before. And the question is, do we say that that's the Misa that killed it? Or do we say the Misa that the animal died killed it and it died together? And the Chiddush of Shechita is, we don't care about the Siba of Misa that the animal had. But rather, Shechita kills the whole animal. What if you hold Shechita Oisenipul? So Kipshuta, you would say. We don't hold that Svara. And we go back to the Svara, that since it has its own Siba for Misa, it's not included in the Misa of the animal. So, I want to suggest that everybody in the sugya, even a mayor, even a shalga, everybody holds in this gzeiras hakasav that we said, especially according to Zecha Yitzchak, everyone holds in that gzeiras hakasav that nisa oisei nipol vein shchita oisei nipol. That we don't don by shchita that this, that it has its own siba for misa, we don that it's mace already, and we don't care about the shchita. That's a gzeiras hakasav that the shchita, wherever the shchita is, goes on the whole animal, and we don that the whole animal is, anything that's part of the animal is nitchal on the shchita. You could even say more, is mesa mikrach the shchita, but every part of the animal, even if it's not getting killed from the shchita, is still part of the shchita. It's a big riot to that from the Reya. The Rashbaz talks about, we're going to get to it, hopefully, you know, the Lama Beis, before the Mishnah, this last sugya, but we have to get to it, is that the Reya is killed after you shecht the kana. And if you take the Reya out of the animal after you shech the kane, it's Eber Menachai. But if you take it out after you shech the vesh, it became Mutar. Why? Nothing changed. Got me the Reya. What's the difference to take it out? Either you should wait till it dies completely, or you should be able to take it out after the Reya, after the kane is shechted. Why? Well, so the Rashba brings this Raya that we say that whatever is part of the behemoth for the Shechita is Nichla, is considered Mesa with the Shechita. So in other words, there's a concept. We don't don that if this is part of the behemoth, then we consider the entire behemoth is included in the Shechita. And that's Shechita, Ein Shechita is a Nipol. That's exactly the concept over here. There's another Gzeiras HaKasav. The Gzeiras HaKasav comes after that. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's Ein Ba'el Mitzvah's Peresh Ba'alma. That's a Dinder Abad. Tosfos asks Akasha that if it's Mutar Ba'achila, so what was the whole conversation about Eiver Medoldol? Why do we bring in Eiver Medoldol? Tosfos says, because Lamaisa, it's also Medar Abonon, so it should have been Aser also, it should have been Tame. If the conversation was about Eiver Medoldol as Shechita Oisei Nipol, so why do I care if it's Mutar Aser? It's not the point. If it's Mutar Aser, it has a Siba for Misa, Be'etzim, and there's a din that Shechita Oisei Nipol. So if Shechita Oisei Nipol, and that's what our mayor holds, so then it'll be also Shechita Oisei Nipol. It doesn't have to be Aser al this din. Who cares if it's all? It's not the point. It's Aser al Shechita Oisei Nipol. That's what he's trying to prove. So, I think what we could say is, what the pshat is that there's a whole separate machayev of the sugya in the conversation of the mayor and the chacham. It's only one sugya. The gabi, the etzem din of shchita is nipol. We have gzeiras hakasav of misa is nipol and shchita is not is nipol. And therefore, we don't care that the animals, the aver is meduldol, the aver is out, the aver is meduldol. We don't care about that because shchita ain't is nipol and shchita goes on the whole thing. But if there's something that has gzeiras hakasav on it, a basa basad the trefa is moitziyet, that it's not included completely in the shchita. It's a trefa which is moitziyet. It's not that it's half alive, half dead, like aver meduldol. Eiver Medoldol, besides being half alive, half dead, also has an Isser Treifa on it. Now, the Shaila is, this that is half alive, half dead, we already have Gzeiras HaKasav telling me, Ein Shechita Oisei Nipol. But there's another thing, which is that if the Eiver has an Isser Treifa on it, then Isser Treifa itself is Moitziyah from the Shechita. And now the Machlokes in the Meir Lacham is, this Isser Treifa, which it has, how much is that Moitziyah from the Shechita? So you have Treifa, a Behema Treifa, that's Mufka from Shechita, and then everyone agrees that the Shechita works, L'maisa to Mitar Medina Vela. What about an Eiver Medoldol, which the Torah calls it Basada? The Torah calls it that it's not included in the Shechita. Can that be included in the Shechita for Tahara, or was that Mufka from the Shechita completely? So the Eiver Medoldol and the Eiver Ayotze both have this Basa Basada, that the Torah is Mafkia it from the Shechita, even though, right, the Torah is Mafkia it from the Shechita. Why is it Mafkia from the Shechita? Maybe it's mafkiyah from the shchita because it's not 100% part of the animal. It's mechuber to the animal. It's alive because of the animal, but it's not mamish achelik of the animal. But the Torah is mafkiyah from the shchita, and that's the shaila now. Chachamim say that afal pikein soif kol soif the shchita is metaret because the shchita goes on the entire behema. And it goes even on the chelke abehema, which are trefa. Doesn't matter. And her mayor says that if it's lav gufa, then the chelke abehema, which are not mamash chai, together with the behema, those chalakim that are not gufa, don't have this chiddush that treifa could be matari and denevela. So if you go like this, it could be that the entire shakvataria is very geshmak. And the Mishnah is just saying the point. The Iker point is treifa gufa not gufa? Then they're including even medoldel in that, because even medoldel is also a basa basa de treifa and has an isra treifa, which is moitzia from the shchita. But the gabed etzem din of misa is in nipol shchita enos and everyone agrees to that. There's a kasa that Rameir agrees to that, and that's why he has all the din that the Zechut is saying. It's not the regular din of shchita in nipol. It's this new din of is it oisin nipol? Is how vite does the isra treifa moitzia from the shchita that when you're going to shecht it, then we're going to say that the shchita doesn't go on that chelak, and that could be as the machlokes. This is very good in Tosfos. Because in Rashi is a little problematic, because in Rashi was saying there's a different machlokes between a man and the chacham. They're arguing about ben pakua. So now how are they arguing about two things? They're arguing about ben pakua and about this isra treifa that this exact model doesn't work. And this time you have to explain it a little differently. Okay.